This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
All right, Max Kaiser is our guest here. And let's get into some Bitcoin talk right now, then in the big picture of the economy, silver, gold, what he expects to happen with the lockdowns that are obviously designed to consolidate power and lower the velocity of money so inflation doesn't happen while the globalists consolidate power and they're able to buy everything up, pays on the dollar. What about the issue with Bitcoin that a very small percentage own the majority of it, and so that we end up being back in the same area? I mean, do we know how distributed Bitcoin is, the original Bitcoin?
Yeah, you'd have, first of all, of the 21 million that will ever be created, it's estimated that about 4 million have been lost completely. I know I've lost a few over the years, and I know many people that have also lost
a few. I think you loaded some of my laptop. Who the hell knows where they are?
Well, yeah, that's another story. It's unconfiscatable. Yes, it's a great story in Germany today. Somebody was, apparently the government was going to confiscate their Bitcoin, but he can't remember the passphrase, so the government's out of luck. And that's the story. It's unconfiscatable. But the distribution of Bitcoin, it does have some folks are, you see some concentrations, but that's changing all the time. And people like MicroStrategy just put $1 billion into it. And you see the number of whales, people who have 1,000 Bitcoin, that's at a new all-time high. I don't think that's not a really worry in terms of nobody has greater access to how Bitcoin operates from the person who has $10 in Bitcoin or the person who might have $1 billion in Bitcoin. Either one of those people, they cannot change the protocol. So you don't get power. If you have a lot of Bitcoin, you can't change the protocol no matter how much Bitcoin you have. It's equal for everybody in that sense. The monetary policy of coins coming out every 10 minutes, that's immutable, never changes. Nobody can impact
that. So what do you make of Elon Musk a month or so ago saying, you know, me wanting to invest in Bitcoin, it was a beautiful girl, you know, on her rear end being a Bitcoin. I mean, what was he saying there, that he really wants to invest in it?
He likes it like a lot of smart people like it, because holding fiat money is going to guarantee you're going to lose 15-20% a year in purchasing power. But it doesn't matter if Elon bought $10 billion worth of Bitcoin today. He would not be able to influence Bitcoin in any way. Nobody can influence Bitcoin. The protocol that works it, the network, is set. You know, nobody can interrupt that. It's within the realm of possibility. So it doesn't matter if there's a large concentration, this person or that person, because it doesn't give you any power. Unlike in the fiat money system, if I have a lot of money, I can get a law changed. I can go to Washington and I can influence and lobby Washington and I can get a law changed, or I can create a new law. And that's one of the reasons why the fiat money world has become so corrupt, is that once you make a lot of money, Jamie Dimon or somebody else can go to Washington, they can lobby and they can take Glass-Steagall away. They can make it easier for them to do stuff that was illegal to begin with, right? With Bitcoin, you don't have that issue because nobody ever changes it. It's set. Forever. It's not going to change. So you don't get power with owning any additional Bitcoin. So that's not really an issue. You mentioned these other alternative projects that are out there that people talk about. Only every single one of those projects has what we would call a single point of failure. There are people involved. There's a headquarters. There's somebody in charge. And that's a vulnerability. That's where you could get shut down. Only Bitcoin, of all the projects, is unique in that there's nobody at the center of it. The network is just repeated thousands and thousands of times all over the world, and it's like guerrilla warfare. You knock out one area, it doesn't matter because it's already operating in another area. And that's why Bitcoin is unique, and you can't compare it to any of these other protocols. That's why I would say never look at any of these other protocols or projects or coins, because they're not as secure. They're all vulnerable. And if you're going to get into this, why not just go with the one that's the best?
Why hasn't somebody else launched something with all the great, like, usually the first thing isn't the best. Other better things come out. And I've studied it some, but it does look like the original Bitcoin is the most secure. That's a strange thing that something, you know, 15 years old is still the best today. Max Kaiser, we're back in 60 seconds to answer that question and talk about the incredibly crazy waters that planet Earth is cruising into. On the other side, I'm Alex Jones, your host, NewsWars.com, InfoWars.com, and Band.Video. The technocrats are controlling the food supply. Secure your own safe source of food supply sale. It's the new prices in 2021, but it's the lowest price for high-quality food you're going to find at InfoWarsStore.com. The subsection is PrepareWithAlex.com, and as all these globalists do this, and as they hoard the food and as they prepare, you need to understand that you need 25-year food supply. It lasts 25 years. 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year supplies, and it's the highest quality you're going to find. And it's just good to have that checkbox taken care of, and you know you're getting good food at a very good price, and you know that a small percentage of it, because there's not much profit in this, goes to us to fund our operation. So, preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. You can find the preparedness section there, water filtration, air filtration. It's all there. The technocrats are getting ready to bring in all the forced GMO and more. It's time to start getting prepared. It starts with self-defense. It starts with being prepared. It starts with storable food. It starts with digging in. With a long globalist fight, you'll win in the end. Later, and you know, he came on like a year ago, and he said Bitcoin's going to explode again, and it has. They tried to push it down, but not as much as last time. And I'm not here giving financial advice. I'm not here telling people what to get. Max Kaiser didn't pay me to come on, you know, the show. I had to like really beg him to come on. But Bitcoin's great. Okay, let's talk about it. Whatever. But I really want his big picture view on gut level. Everybody always says the bubble's coming to an end, and now they locked us down to kill the velocity of money and expanded the bubble even more, so we're now in a false reality. But at a certain point, this thing's going to cave in. So we'll get back into Bitcoin in a minute, but Max Kaiser, getting here on the Alex Jones Show, what do you make of who's winning the currency inflation war, or is it already one unified global group, and the U.S. and China and the lockdowns and big tech doubling its profits under the lockdown and just Americans accepting and Canadians and folks in Europe accepting staying locked in their houses for a year. I mean, this is, and then a supermarket doesn't wear masks or says you don't have to, so the whole world freaks out. I mean, we're already in the dystopia, is my view. So you predict the dystopia was coming. Now that we're in the dystopia, what's your view of it and what's coming next? Like we're in the river of tyranny. What's around the bend or what's over the waterfall, Max Kaiser?
Right. Well, I think the difference really is the difference between deglobalization and globalization. So we had a period of globalization for really 30 years, particularly when China came in through the World Trade Organization under Clinton. They brought China in, and we entered into this period of globalization. And so there's tremendous a symbiotic relationship, if you will, between China and the U.S., right? We sent them their jobs, and they sent us cheap goods. And even though wages in the U.S. were flat, the goods, you know, the prices for stuff from China, like electronics and clothes and things like that, were falling. So people in America had a sense that their quality of life wasn't going down just because their wages were going down, because the price of stuff was actually going down faster. But starting with 2016, the message was deglobalization. And this means that countries are more now going to be competing with each other, competing with each other on technology. For example, China has their own technological standards with G5 and other technological areas. They're breaking away from the globe. They're not trying to create a globalized world. They're trying to create their own standards with technology and also in financial services. You know, Jack Ma over there at Alibaba, he's got Ant Group. That combined is the biggest financial institution in the world. You've got like the Robin Hood of China, which is just now becoming a big company, is servicing a billion users. So China is really, I think, feeling that it can break away from this globalized economy and really assert itself in a more of a deglobalized way and take control, take command of the global economy. And we see that in elsewhere. You know, countries are are separating. Now, what this does is it removes a lot of the economies of scale for these economies. And so we see that right now in the commodities market. So the commodities markets, commodity prices are starting to go higher because of this deglobalization. And everyone essentially putting in the same order for the same thing because they're competing with each other. So we're entering into a secular bull market in commodities. All the commodities, agriculturals, precious metals, across the board, they're starting to enter into this secular bull market. That means that the ability for the central banks to hide this inflationary trend by buying back its own paper, monetizing its own debt, is going to become increasingly more difficult and probably impossible. And we know it's impossible because they're introducing something called negative interest rates. And a negative interest rate...
And by the way, you predicted that on the show 10 years ago, hammered it 5 years ago. Now it's officially here. Been here a few years now. Simply insane.
Growing. It's growing. So $18 trillion worth of negative interest rates around the world. And that trend is growing. And the Bank of England is now saying they're going to introduce negative interest rates. So this is an admission. This is like waving the white flag. This is like saying we've run out of ideas and now we're just going to take money right out of people's bank accounts to service the debts of our banks. Like I explained earlier, the banks are insolvent, but the government's in bed with them and they need to just shovel cash at them. And instead of just printing money and giving it to them, they're going to let them just take it directly from people's savings accounts and pensions, et cetera, through a negative interest rate. So that's really the beginning of wholesale theft, you know, organized global banking thievery using this.
Sure, we have this organized UN, Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, who I know you're not a fan of, lockdown. Clearly to consolidate the power to bankrupt Main Street, the crime of the century, the crime of the millennia, to me, how do you see that crime going? And if they're successful, what's the next phase? I mean, my God, if we don't stand up for ourselves here, there's no checks and balances by state government, by courts. I talk to state government. I talk to governors. These dudes don't know how to find their ass, Max. I'm not even thinking of myself that smart. You know 20 times more than I do about finance and banking and stock markets. I talk to governors. They don't know anything, brother. They go, I talked to my broker. I mean, governors don't know what's going on. And if there's this level, then how much will the financial establishment abuse people? So we're all homeless?
Right. So the game plan, it's very seductive because they will start to talk about MMT, modern monetary theory, and universal basic income. And they're going to forgive all the student debts, right? So they're going to seduce people with the money printing, which is what we've seen in countries like Venezuela, in other countries where the government, all they do is they try to appease folks by printing money. So this is the U.S. is now saying with MMT and universal basic income and forgiving of all these debts, they're just saying like, okay, we're going to forget about having an economy based on a meritocratic capitalist free market system where capital formation is key. We're just going to try to keep the mob away from our doorstep by giving them as much paper money as we possibly can. And, of course, the value of that paper money goes down. And, you know, geopolitically, I'm not just kind of throwing this back in to do it, but there are countries now in the geopolitical scene that are figuring out that with Bitcoin, they have a way to escape this. It's just come out that the country of Ukraine is now going to use atomic energy, their atomic energy, to actively mine Bitcoin for the country of Ukraine. And that's on top of several other countries who are either mining or hoarding Bitcoin as a strategic asset to protect themselves against a world that goes full Venezuela.
And what you just said is key, because, again, I'm not kissing your – it's true. You said this years ago that they'll finally just start – firing money at people and gulag money and video game money for how long you're online, but it's all devalued. It's all like coupons. It's all crap. And now even conservative events have strippers firing money at crowds. And everywhere is the image of money being fired. And the average person really believes this is valuable, even though doesn't it always hallmark the Titanic going under?
It's just what happens when you have political gridlock for 20, 30 years. And allow bankers and corporations to drain the system of the equity of the capital, and you're left with nothing else left that you can do. I mean, obviously, the time to have a day of reckoning and to – well, let me put it into a different context. I think you'll like this. We have seen over the history the gold vigilantes and the bond vigilantes. And let me explain. When you have a gold standard, obviously your economic parameters are set by this gold standard. If one country gets into too much debt versus the other countries, it has to be resolved using gold. And that's the way it was done for 100 years, and it was fine. Then we went to what's basically a fiat money standard and a paper standard and a U.S. dollar standard. And this was what tying the global economy together. And during that period of time, we had what were called the bond vigilantes. And this was very big during the Clinton administration when, if you recall, Hillary Clinton was trying to pass a lot of free health care for all. And the bond market on Wall Street crashed the bond market in 93 as a way to let the Washington know that you can't pay for this. We're not going to let this happen. It's inflationary.
Max, this is the inside smart stuff here. That's why we love you. We're back in a few minutes. Hold that thought. We'll continue on to talk about what unfolded in the past and know the future with Max Kaiser. You can find his new website. Why don't we come back?
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money, and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Monday through Friday, Harrison Smith kicks it off with American Journal, 8 a.m. Central Texas time. Then I come on at 11 a.m. Central, then Owen Schroeder, 3 p.m. with the War Room. And I'm a father of four children. I've got a great family, great wife. And I am addicted to information. I mean, I used to like to watch movies and stuff. My wife's like, what are you doing? Reading the tablet while we're watching a movie. And I'm like watching Max Kaiser. I'm reading hundreds of articles a day, scanning over hundreds of articles a day. I'm addicted to it. And I can tell you, Max Kaiser's not steering you wrong. When he's telling you that we're on top of a cascade of time bombs and bubbles within bubbles. And I know as an audience, you already get this, but the feeling of not even dread. I don't have a feeling of dread. I used to have that. Now I have the feeling like once you go over the edge of the cliff or once your car runs off the road and you're like going down a cliff. This happened to me once, a 200-foot cliff. Thank God it rolled five times. I didn't die. But a tornado blew me off the road. My dad was in the car with me. It almost killed him. But then once you're kind of over the side of the cliff, you're not even scared anymore. It's like, wow, I'm going to fly into the air in an SUV, you know, 300-foot, 200-foot down a cliff. There's that feeling, Max, that we're over the cliff. I mean, is that an accurate statement that we're not sure how far down it is or what the terrain is? We just flew off the highway, or have we not run off the highway yet? And what are those scenarios? Because you got cut off by the break. Go ahead.
As far as flying off the cliff, that would be starting in 1971 when we closed the gold window. We entered an experiment, never been tried before, that no currency in the world would be backed by anything like gold or anything like solid like that. It would all be backed by other fiat currency. So we entered this period, and the only thing keeping it together, you know, to continue where I left off there, the only thing keeping it together was this idea that the bond market would not be fooled if any one of the country decided to go hyperinflation. And so that's what kept things in check for a couple of years. But starting with Alan Greenspan, but then picking up with Ben Bernanke over there at the Federal Reserve, we entered a new period where the bond vigilantes were destroyed because the central bank told the market that no matter how many bonds that are being issued, how many treasury bonds are being issued, or even junk bonds and corporate bonds, no matter how many are issued, we will stand as a buyer. We will buy everything and everything all day to make sure that there's never going to be any interruption to what's happening in that corporate sector and that banking sector in terms of their desire to grab ever greater pieces of the overall economy without any competition, right? The bond market stood against conglomeration, but then the central bank decided that they would reinvent themselves as assistant to the conglomeration. That's why Ben Bernanke sits on the board of Citadel, a hedge fund. And that's what came out during the GameStop scandal just this past week, was that this hedge fund is owned by Citadel, the Melvin Capital, and they're all playing a rigged game, and they're counterfeiting sell orders on the exchange, just like they counterfeit silver sell orders and just like they counterfeit U.S. Treasury bonds. It's a huge counterfeiting scam, and the Fed does it, but so does the ECB in Europe, the Bank of England, and the Bank of Japan is probably the biggest counterfeiter of them all. And they all work together.
You got cut off, though, at the break. You were getting into how when Hillary wanted the free health care thing, how the bond market said no.
Yeah. So in 1993, under the Clinton administration, Hillary was very big on free health care. And then Robin Rubin, I believe, was at Treasury at the time. And they staged essentially the bond collapse to scare the Clintons away from doing anything like that. And there was a famous quote from Bill Clinton who said when he dies, he wants to come back as the bond market because the bond market has all the power. And at that time, that was true. But within 10 years, the bond market has lost all of its power because the central bank is now sitting on literally trillions and trillions of dollars worth of junk bonds that they have bought back from Wall Street.
So everything is into one giant consolidation now. And so, of course, by logic, it's now going to consolidate us, say we're non-essential, and make us join into the Everhive while it destroys all competition, while it annihilates small farms, while it cuts off energy, everything to make it more powerful, even though it's the thing, the black hole, destroying everything.
I'll give you a great example of this. The company, the American company Tiffany, the jeweler, was recently bought by a European luxury brand, LVMH. And they used, how did they buy Tiffany's? They borrowed money from the European Central Bank at 0% interest to buy an American company, Tiffany's. And now it's a European company. So the central bank was funding a hostile raid of an American company with 0% money. So, yeah, now they own something like an enormous amount of the global luxury market is owned by one person.
And wait, if you that, can that buy is beyond your... huge. Explain that to people. Because the U.S. used to do this for U.S. power, which was a big enough problem. But now it's EU, it's China, and it seems like the U.S. is being bought up. We're losing power. Why have the globalists decided that it's the end of the American century in all these CFR articles I read? Why are they so obsessed with that?
Well, I think they want to appear like they have an interest in saving America's interest, but clearly they don't. It's the globalists, right? I mean, this is a phrase that can sound, as a fringe idea, but nevertheless, you've got a cadre of powerful people in different countries who have access to the central banks and their 0% money.
Well, they call themselves globalists, Max. You know, the New York Times says it's anti-Semitic. What does that have to do with anything? They just throw that out there. I mean, the globalists call themselves globalists.
Right. So like when, like a Davos, for example, a World Economic Forum, what is that all about? It's like a convention of globalists. It's a convention of predatory buyers of private equity. You know, it's another phrase that describes this group of folks, private equity. Private equity, back when I was on Wall Street in the 80s, it was called corporate raiding or green mail, with people like Carl Icahn of that day and Ted Turner and others were the raiders, corporate raiders, and then they became activist investors, and now they're private equity. Mitt Romney, by the way, has made his bones in private equity. But they're able to buy companies, strip the assets, take huge profits for themselves, fire a lot of people, destroy the pension accounts. Yeah, it's kind of a funny example, but some of the funny things stick in my head. That the company of Twinkies, you know, the company that makes Twinkies in New York, they were a subject of $1 billion leveraged buyout by a private equity group. They bought the entire Twinkie company. They fired everybody. They destroyed the pensions. And then they relaunched as a stripped down operation. And the people who leveraged that, who did the deal, you know, became billionaires, but all the workers were fired and the pensions were destroyed. So that's just a typical deal. Then we see billions and billions, hundreds of billions of dollars with these private equity deals all the time, funded with 0% money. That's the key. And that's what I call interest rate apartheid. If you're part of the Davos crowd, you get interest rates they charge a zero. If you're on a, you know, American Express card or Visa card, you're being charged, 16-17%, which is a huge difference from that and zero. And here's another very interesting question. Since the beginning of the Greenspan era, that is to say the end of the Volcker era, when interest rates were over 20% on the 10-year Treasury bond, they've come all the way down to, let's call it 1% or less. How come, and if you're a private equity...
Stay there. How come? We're going to get to the answer on the other side. I've got some bad news. Our best-selling Vitamin Mineral Fusion has sold out because people understand in these stressful times, it's now more important than ever to boost your body's natural defenses. But here's the good news. Turmeric acts in very similar ways and is so good for inflammation, so good for your immune system. And we've got two great turmeric formulas. One is Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula that is a dried turmeric extract, 95% curcuminoid. People love it. That's selling out. Despite that, it's still discounted at InfoWars.com. Herbalife.com. And then also selling out this week is our liquid turmeric extract. It's called liquid turmeric extract. People really love it. It's extremely strong as well. It's selling out. And your purchase doesn't just help yourself and your body. It also funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air while they're trying to shut everybody down. So thank you all for your support. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and find so many other great items that will enrich yourself and your family's life and fund the InfoWar. God bless and good luck.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Some heads are going to roll. What's going to happen? Literally, we wake up homeless
from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Was the founding father? I forget. Was it Thomas Jefferson? I forget. That said, if we ever let central banks control the issuance of currency and credit, our grandchildren will wake up homeless on the continent their forefathers conquered. And so now I've been talking to Max Keiser more than 15 years. I've watched what he warned of and others warned of come true, just like they said it would. And now we're here in this la-la land, wonderland, where the banks go, by the way, stay in your house, wear a mask forever, but we don't, because this is how we implode the economy so there's not too much inflation. While we live like kings on giant private estates, 50,000 acres, 20,000 acres, 100,000 acres, 20 bedrooms, helicopter pads, hundreds of, you know, hookers, whatever they want, little kids, you name it. This is total Marie Antoinette on steroids. This is just over the top. And so Max Keiser, getting back to you, I'm a famous stockbroker, Bitcoin leader, all of it. Not trying to scare people, but how long can this go? And have you predicted this phase of zero interest rates for the establishment, high interest for us, this gulag casino model? Well, then give us the next 5 years, the next 10 years. What's coming?
Right. Quick, I'm just going to mention swampbitcoin.com/orange.
Let's just get into Bitcoin right now. I promise we get into Bitcoin. Let's talk.
I know. What? I just want to mention that, and then I'll get it.
No. Let's start over. We'll get into that big question I was asked later. Spend some time on Bitcoin. How far? You predicted the first big run. You predicted the second big run. Where's Bitcoin right now? What do you think is the best areas of it?
What I want to do, Alex, is to pick up where we left off and talk about interest rates for a second and how the game is played, if that's okay. So in other words,
let's get into Bitcoin first, because I said we talk about Bitcoin. Get into Bitcoin now, and then we'll talk about interest rates.
I'm in midstream. You know, I came, during the break, it all came like a crystal vision in my
brain.
Go back
to what you wanted. I just wanted you to get to Bitcoin. Sorry, go ahead.
Right. So the 20-25 years, if the interest rates come down, and they're being forced down. Central banks are buying bonds. It forces interest rates down. Now, think about the dynamic here, because this is a way to redistribute wealth in America and to put a lot of it into the hands of the top 0.1%. And it goes like this. If interest rates are coming down for 20-25 years, and we know that's true in the mortgage market, right? New mortgages have come down sharply over the last 15 years. True or false? That's true. And they keep coming down. But how come credit card rates have not come down? They've been around 16, 17, 18%. It's been that way for 10 years. Credit card interest rates have never come down. And let's examine that a little bit. It's because the housing market as an asset on a bank's balance sheet with low mortgage rates, the value of the asset, the house on the balance sheet, goes up by an almost exponential degree as you find that people are panic buying real assets like houses, and that's on the bank's balance sheet. And so people with assets and people with assets to that nature are getting a lot richer because now let's look at the people who are consumers who might not have a house. They can't afford a house. It's too expensive because the prices have been jacked up in this way. But they pay 16-17% interest on their credit card. So you see, what happens is that if you're forced into a consumer model without owning any assets, and probably 80% of Americans have no assets whatsoever. It's just hand to mouth, paycheck to paycheck. They're just surviving, and they're paying 18% of that credit card. If the economy was being run in a way that there would be some equilibrium in all facets of it, and it wasn't being run by a few bankers for their benefit, credit card interest rates would be similar to mortgage rates. You'd be paying 2-3% interest on your credit card. But because they control the financial markets, they control the Visa and MasterCard is a duopoly. There's no competition, and they're allowed to operate as a duopoly or an oligopoly in this economy. It's a way to constantly bleed money in the form of interest, what I call interest rate apartheid. You're bleeding money from 80-90% of the population, while at the same time offering your friends who are buying assets and, you know, buying houses for $100 million a pop and watching them go to $150 million out in the Hamptons, right? Because you're using that as a rising asset value because of the low interest rates, and then using that house as collateral to go buy another house. And by the way, the financing of that second home is also near 0%. So this is how interest rates are used in a very subtle way to create this huge wedge. If somebody in Washington wanted to actually do something about the way the economy is currently corrupted to favor bankers and their corrupt practices, they would immediately lobby to drop interest rates down to 2%, where they should be relative to where interest rates have been for the past 20 years, categorically, undeniably. It's like 2 + 2 = 4. You can't argue that. But there's no greater lobbyist in Washington than Visa and MasterCard. Those are probably the two biggest lobbyists there are. And they just drain that capital out. So that's my point about the subtle way that the economy is being drained of all equity. And people are becoming poverty stricken, and they are relying more and more on interest on credit cards because the wages are horrible. Now we've got real inflation because as the rest of the world, let's bring it to the geopolitical level, as the rest of the world begins to deglobalize and pull away from the dollar and they're tired of funding America's wars, I mean, the current administration that's been in office for five or six wars, they're immediately, I think they started three wars in the past 2 weeks. That's just an excuse to raise taxes, to raise interest rates on consumer debt, to drain the people that way. And et cetera. Now, when you look at the United States and you say, well, where in the States is there any pocket of hope? And the answer is Wyoming. Wyoming is to Bitcoin what Colorado was to marijuana. You know, marijuana was started off in the states' rights, and now it's going to go to the federal level. Wyoming is now lobbying for Bitcoin rights. It's become a Bitcoin state. We've got the senator from Wyoming is on the finance committee in Washington, D.C. She's fully Bitcoinized. And that's where the revolution is going to start, in Wyoming. Then it'll spread to other states because Wyoming's economy will start to thrive. It's already attracting these incredibly powerful, profitable Bitcoin companies to the state of Wyoming. Everyone's flocking there now. And then that will spread out. So that's the ray of hope in all this is Wyoming, Senator Lummis, I believe she pronounces it Lummis. She is a Bitcoin brilliant, and she's on the Senate Finance Committee right now, as of this week, fighting for Bitcoin rights. And that's the bright spot in America right now.
Certainly. What do people find at swanbitcoin.com/orangepill or orangepilldailydose.com?
It's /orangepill. Or swanbitcoin.com/max or swanbitcoin.com/Stacy. You can use all of those URLs. If you sign up, you get $10 worth of free Bitcoin.
Okay. Well, Bitcoin, you predicted both this rises. How high is it going to go next time? Or what do you predict for Bitcoin?
For 2021, I'm predicting Bitcoin will go to $220,000 a coin. It's currently approximately $38,000.
All right, stay there, Max. We'll come right back to you in the final segment. Then I have a special report we've shot. And then my good friend, Dr. Nick Begich, is going to take over the last 45 minutes. I am not a Bitcoin tycoon. I'm funded by you. We have great products everybody needs. I cannot describe to you what Survival Shield X2, the highest quality deer breath crystal, pure iodine does for me, for my stamina, my energy, my libido, my focus. Under all the stress I'm under, all the things I do, the way I've used my body, I couldn't do it without X2. It's still discounted at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We have to have a DEA license to even produce this because it is the pure iodine. That has so many, you know, effects, can do so many things. But once it's put in the organic oil, then we're able to sell it to you. It's at InfoWarsStore.com, 4.9 reviews, 6,000 plus reviews, 98% reviews. If you haven't tried X2 Survival Shield, you're crazy. You owe it to yourself, and it funds the InfoWar, a true 360 win. Survival Shield X2, DNA Forces selling out, so discounted. Ultra 12, super high quality, boosts your immunity. Boost your overall body's defenses, take it under the tongue. It's back in stock, 50% off. InfoWarsStore.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show, final segment with Max Kaiser. Then we've got a special report coming up at the start of the next hour, and then Dr. Dick Megas takes over ahead of Owen Schroer in the war room here at the InfoWars. Beleaguered, besieged, but still more effective than ever operation. I want to be clear. I believe in capitalism. I believe in free markets, but we've never had a perfect one. Humans aren't perfect. We're not God. But we have private central banks and private banks that control regulators above the markets, and they've always had an evil hand, an inside job, an insider trading, leg up. But now it's completely rigged, and when you see some small traders get together and go and have a little bit of victory, oh my God, it's the end of the world, and they're just going to feed the whole economy into this thing. And then now you've got these billionaires and these people that control trillion-dollar companies running death camps in China, but they're liberal, so it's okay. And they're like, oh, we don't need wealth anymore. Everyone should be poor. You need to learn to be poor. And they're like literally worth hundreds of billions of dollars running everything with 20 yachts and 30 airplanes and 20 mansions and all these wives. And they're lecturing us. We got to eat bugs. I just don't see it going well. But they think, oh, we'll have robots and they'll be our security force. I mean, these guys are really delusional, Max. Let's talk about the mindset of the Eric Schmidts and the Jeff Bezoses and the Jeff Zuckerbergs and all of them, or Mark Zuckerberg, and Jeff Zucker's over at CNN. I mean, these guys are like whistling past the political graveyard, in my view. I don't even hate them. I'm not out to get them. They just seem crazy funding Black Lives Matter. Oh, hey, we fund the black people. You mean the movement that says break up their families? But then you're on death camps in China. We can see what they're doing. And it seems like such a reckless move, such an incredible consolidation. They've all got their own private space fleets and they're all competing to be George Jetson. It has delusions of grandeur and collapse written all over it, in my view. Do you think I'm wrong?
Well, yeah, to follow up on what we're saying a second ago, because I tend to think in terms of banking, central banking. So let me ask you this question. So according to the Federal Reserve Bank and the folks in Washington, there's deflation and interest rates are near 0% and they need to stay at zero. As a matter of fact, they need to go to negative rates. Okay, if that's true, then Alex Jones, why can't you decide to open a bank and your bank is going to not have any overdraft penalties? It's going to offer our savers 4% on their money, not 0.1%. And the bank has a credit card, and the credit card doesn't have 16 or 17% interest. It charges 3% interest. Okay, now, that bank, if that bank opened today, it would be very quickly the most profitable and biggest bank in America. And so if this is free market capitalism, and we really do have the ability to start businesses here in America, why can't Alex Jones open that bank tomorrow and have the most profitable bank in America? Which would be the reason it's profitable is because he acknowledges the fact that interest rates are at these historic lows. The reason is that, as we described, there is no competition. The competition's been squeezed out. We have an oligarchy of a few banks, and they keep rates artificially high for the peasants. And they keep them low for their real estate speculating and corporate speculating clientele as who are doing their bidding in Washington. So we have two Americas. We have the peasant class and we have the oligarchs. And America, by the way, their foreign policy, according to the current administration, is to defend democracy all over the world, which is, excuse the fresh, my expression, but that's complied whether or not they want to have an oligarchy in America of Wall Street bankers manipulating the interest rates to an extent of creating a permanent American peasant class. That's the only really question that needs to be asked right now.
And Max, you just said it. And you know, saying that it's horseshit, you're totally right. And they're creating a class system again, the thing America tried to get away from. So they use racism as a false class battle when really it's the ultra banks against us all. And so I think we need to unify old, young, black, white, gay, straight, whatever, for a code of a social contract, again, that operates. But what in a few minutes would that social contract look like? When do we start reforming? How long does this robber baroning go on?
As Christine Lagarde has said, there's only one escape. There's only one thing they can't control, and that's Bitcoin. It's still has a 40x return available. People should be accumulating it because it's unconfiscatable. This is one concept I'll leave you with, Alex, and it's a concept I want you to think hard about. It's the only time in history we've seen the separation of state and money. That's a remarkable statement. We've had the separation of church and state, and that was part of the Enlightenment and the moves toward creating the United States, etc. But we've never, ever had separation of state and money. We can literally, on the Bitcoin network, we've created our own unconfiscatable hard money that's better than gold in many ways, and we don't need to, it will defund the nation state.
Well, listen, I'll say this. Let me say this, Max. I remember Bilderberg 12 years ago when nobody was talking about Bitcoin. You said all this. So you definitely picked a winner then. No one can deny that you picked like the triple crown winning horse when it was just a foal, you know, 3 days old out of its mother's womb sitting there, you know, suckling. And so how were you able to pick that out of that whole sea of upstart things as the big winner?
I had in Los Angeles created a virtual currency in 1996 that I have a patent on. And it's patent number 5956170. And I was already aware of digital currencies and virtual currencies. And so when Bitcoin, when I was introduced to it in 2011 at a dollar, I immediately recognized that it was a huge advance on this idea of a virtual or digital currency. Back in the 90s, when I was running the Hollywood Stock Exchange, there were many gaming sites at that time during the dot-com frenzy that used play money. Let's call it play money or virtual money. But it's all centralized, and you could never really cross it over to the real world. The genius of Bitcoin is that it's decentralized and that the encrypted shield that protects it is impenetrable. And the SHA-256 hashing algorithm runs at 160 quintillion calculations per second. Now, to give you an idea how strong that is, every single grain of sand, when you add it all up on planet Earth, is 7 quintillion grains of sand. The Bitcoin protocol is running at 150 to 160 quintillion calculations per second right now. That's the impenetrable encrypted shield that protects it from all outside forces. No government can attack it. No group of governments can attack it. It's you are living in the Bitcoin life.
Sure, if it gets big enough, they won't even be able to stop it.
That moment passed long ago. It became unstoppable almost within 2 years after it was born. So by 2011, 2012, it was already on its way to becoming unstoppable.
Okay, so who is the real, I heard about this Japanese guy, but I asked you this many times, who's the real inventor of Bitcoin? Do you know?
Well, Satoshi Nakamoto is the pseudonym of the guy who wrote the white paper, and then he disappeared. And that's one of the greatest strengths of Bitcoin, because we know from every other coin, for example, Ethereum is the second biggest coin, but it's essentially run by Vitalik. And if Vitalik got hit by a bus, Ethereum would be destroyed. All these other coins have centralized operations that are vulnerable to the founders ripping people off. And by the way, Ethereum has a lot of
problems. So you're saying a good person knew this was coming and launched a pure system up front to defeat it.
And then disappeared. Because 20 years before, there had been several attempts, and they came close to something. But whenever they did, remember there was a project called eGold, which was a precursor of Bitcoin, and the founder ended up getting in huge trouble with the regulators.
I had like Ron Paul's brother trying to get me in it.
Right. So the creator of Bitcoin realized that if this was going to really do what it's supposed to do, he needed to become anonymous the second it went live, because otherwise he would be like Julian Assange sitting in a torture cell in London right now, or some other persecuted individual. So he very wisely became anonymous, and that's the greatest gift ever. It's a gift equal to Jesus Christ, in my opinion, who came to this world to give us the gift of love. Satoshi Nakamoto is Christ 2.0, and he gave us the gift of Bitcoin. If you don't take
now
it
you're
on
getting
board,
John Lennon on us. Let's just say he's way below Jesus, but I get your allegory. Hey, I think this is our best interview in 15 years. Very powerful. Please come back again soon. Max Kaiser, you always do MaxKaiser.com, but what's the best site for people?
SwanBitcoin.com/orangepill.
All right. Max, thank you so much. Amazing interview.
Bye.
There he goes. All right, I'm going to kick off the next hour. Then Dr. Beckish takes over. And we did this big special report. I shot it last night. The computer froze and lost the video, so I reached out this morning. So I really want you to see this report, because the rebellion against the mask has begun.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.